You're listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 110. The Chemoids are coming, and they're not the only ones.
And welcome to episode 110 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. I'm Paul French, and today I am Geek Cooking Kid, because I got an awesome book the other day from a friend of mine. He works for the publisher, and he looked at this book and said, "This is for you." And it is called Cooking for Geeks, and it's really cool because it gets into just the idea of, you know, sort of, you know, improvising while you cook, because you understand different principles of food science, and you know that this will work with that because of this, and so it gets into a whole lot of sort of the science of the way you cook and that sort of thing, and has a bunch of cool recipes, and it's just tons of fun. And so I've been fiddling around with the stuff in it all weekend. And anyway, highly recommended. You, Cooking for Geeks.
You and your fancy book learning books.
That's very cool. I have a cookbook that's actually similar. So I will be Cookwise Kid.
Nice.
So that's Cookwise, written by Shirley Corrier. She's a guest on Alton's Good Eats show frequently. She's the older woman with the funky earrings on there. So,
oh,
cool.
It's a very cool book. It tells you what to, if you're
I
out
have
of this,
no
you
idea
can
what you're talking
this.
About.
Yeah, you don't cook. You just drink. So do we know?
I do too. Cook.
He does cook.
I barbecue.
No, you don't.
He also makes a kick-ass chili.
You don't. I do make I have fallen into this trap too many times. I am shutting up now. Okay.
Wow!
I'm gonna look in cooking for geeks and see where
don't even
they
go there. Don't even go there. I will draw. I will hang up this phone and get into a car.
Wow! Do you have your passport, Darren?
I do, and it's expired. So I don't know how I'm gonna get across the border, but I will find a way.
Find a coyote.
Ooh.
Matt Kramer, and this week I'm deja vu ed all over again, because as this comes out, this past weekend we had a Scott Pilgrim themed birthday party for my wife. So it seems like we were just in Scott Pilgrim costumes for Halloween.
And so you will have had a good time.
Yes.
Did you have to defeat your wife's 7 evil exes, though?
Yes.
Every day, sir.
Every day.
It's a gauntlet on the way to work.
It's the perks of driving a Taurus. You can just run them down.
There it is
those
again.
Kids playing in the parking lot.
There it is again.
Callback. To something that we never recorded on the show.
Indeed.
We are professionals. That's awesome. And I'm Scott Coles, and tonight I am hopped up on Halloween candy, lad. Yay. I love the sale that goes on after Halloween. All those little
75%
chocolate bars. 75% off. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
My teeth are brown, and I'm happy as shit, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. Oh my. Now there goes my boner. Okay. Moving on.
There it goes. There it goes. Yes.
So sorry.
Yes.
That's unattractive. Okay, Scott.
It's because he was excited about the Chemoids. I know. and the appearance of Dr. Savannah in Legion Comics.
Seriously.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Yes. All right.
Well, future Dr. Savan, I guess. Yes, we're back to Retroland.
Yeah.
We are. We're going to Retroland
for
a few episodes here.
Yeah, we're gonna take a little. I know last week I'd said we were going to be heading right into Three Boot, but quite frankly, you know, we you know,
Paul says lots of things.
Yeah, really, yeah, I talk a lot of smack.
You should really learn not to listen to Paul.
I talk a lot of smack, people. But a big part of it is just the fact that with the Three Boot stuff, you know, it requires a little more digging into and. You know, so we're going to do so we're going to get some retro stuff caught up and just for a few episodes. And as we head toward the holidays and the new year, we'll be getting into the Three Boot stuff. It's really not that far away, folks. I mean, this episode already feels like it's like next week already. So
I know. Seriously.
Stupid daylight savings time.
Exactly. That was last week.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
As of this week, I will have had an awesome time in Vegas.
Behind the curtain.
There we go.
Wow, that was totally a cluster budge.
I know.
All right. So, Darren, why don't you take us through this outstanding little issue of Comic Bookery?
I'd love to. Where is it? Oh, here it is.
Outstanding in its field.
No, instead, let's do this one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. The cover. It's Adventure Comics, number 362, folks. Featuring Superboy and the Legion of Superheroes. Woo! Meet Dr. Mantis Morlow, the chemical conqueror, and his fantastic chemoids. Ooh.
362. And
so far, that 362? Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it's 362.
Yeah, it's 362.
Yeah.
That's what it says in my issue.
Yep.
Maybe you don't have an accurate issue there, Mr. Kramer.
You have the wrong one.
Yeah, because I thought the last one we'd done was the Unkillables.
Yeah,
it was.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I got my stuff out of order.
You're just now figuring this
He's
out?
Like, but wait, it's the Legion Chain Gang, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I pulled out. Never mind me.
Matt's working backwards.
Apparently. And without a net.
So this one isn't even Swan and Klein on the interiors. It's Pete Costanza.
Ooh.
PD,
which explains
why Mr. Marlowe looks like Savannah.
Thank you. Yeah, because Costanza was he was an old Captain Marvel artist. That's right. Nice. There we go. That it all comes together. Hey, draw me an evil scientist. He's like, yeah, I used to do one of those all the time 20 years ago.
I know what those look like. They're bald, right? With the big heads. Yeah, let's do it.
And the Coke bottle glasses. Exactly.
Nerds. Am I right, nerds? Yeah.
Nice. So on the cover, we see a chemoid giving the smackdown there to Superboy. And there's Cosmic Boy in the background and one duo damsel out there on the cover. The cover's rather simple, folks. I mean, not a lot to it there. So we open it up. Oh, let's see here. To arms, an awesome army is on the move. Can the superheroes smash it with super strength, massacre it with magnetism, beat it with bouncing ability? Not a chance. The Legion's labors are lost because the chemoids are coming.
Uh-oh.
And then we see our little dictator dude up there at the smog furnace. Crush them, my chemoids. Wipe out the Legionnaires to the last youth. And there's another chemoid there grabbing some stuff he's going to hurl down on the Legion. And a whole bunch of Legionnaires there are getting their butts kicked.
Yeah.
Invisible Kid. He's the leader. Bouncing Boy, Brainiac 5, Cosmic Boy, Duo Damsel, Karate Kid, Light Blast, Princess Projectra, and Superboy.
But Brainy is doing some butt kicking for a change.
Yeah.
Butt kicking.
Shocking. And so we're relaxing at Legion HQ. Sunboy's reading Hugh Hefner's How to Pick Up Girls. Cosmic Boy and Superboy are playing Satellite Game. Ooh, that sounds like fun. Yawn. Lightlass is hovering over Karate Kid while he paints, and Phantom Girl and Duo Damsel are gossiping as usual. And then back in the Legion lab,
Oriental style,
of course, just like flower arranging, points in his favor. Downstairs in the lab, there's Invisible Kid and Brainy, and Lyle says, "Brainiac 5, I think that this wave spectrograph needs overhauling. Some of these amplo circuits are burned out."
Oh, no.
Forget that, kid. Look at these atmospheric readings. It's incredible. Radiation above gamma length has tripled in the past hour. Soon it will pass the tolerance level, and deadly gases are poisoning the upper atmosphere. Oh, what are we waiting for? We must track down the source. And so...
cooking some chili again.
Oh, don't you
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Let's go, Legion. We've got a job to do. Scramble into the cruiser on pad 3. We'll explain on the way. I have the portable directional detectors, kid. Yeah, they're portable, all right. They look like suitcases.
The directional detectograph.
Detectograph. All right.
Once again, when the science gets too specific, it falls apart, people. Meanwhile, in a vast orbiting laboratory millions of miles out in space, success is near, Gorn. I can feel it. Fetch the vat.
That's not a Gorn. And
I know it's not a Gorn, but I think his name is Gorn.
Oh,
it doesn't look like a Gorn I remember from Star Trek.
Yeah. He's named after the Gornish people. We've all remembered that. They had to put Shatner on TV shirtless a couple of times a season. It was required. God help us all. So, and the scientist, Dr. Morlow, says, good, place it on the balance. That's it. All our measurements must be perfect to the micro unit. Wait till I show those fools on Earth my results. They dare doubt my genius, eh? Oh, so we see what his motivation is. They scoffed at him. He's safe. He's just like Jor-El.
Mm-hmm. Except Balder.
Very Balder. And no headband. Who
but
else
but
could
not Balder. Balder.
It's not Balder. Just like it's not Gorn, I know. Okay, fine.
That's not Gorn, yeah. Who else could chemically probe so skillfully into the secrets of the universe? Who else could unlock the knowledge that has been denied man from the beginning of time? Oh, no, not this crisis crap again, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
No one but Dr. Mantis Morlow. I alone will achieve the impossible. I alone will reap the glory. My name in history books. As for power, I'll write my own ticket. Suddenly, apparently something's going on. They have intruders. It's the Legion.
Holy
That's right,
moly.
Dr. Morlow, and we've got a UP court order for you to stop your deadly experiments. The waste gases given off by your chemical research are drifting off through space toward Earth. You're contaminating the atmosphere with toxic agents. You must stop at once. No, not when I'm so near to success. You can't make me quit. You must, Dr. Morlow. You have no choice. Perhaps if I were to show you some of the results of my earlier experiments, that would convince you. Behold, my miniature sun. Chemically created just as the first sun was, it produces enough energy to power this entire ship and will continue to do so for 1 billion years.
Wow.
Now I'll show you the... Dr. Morlow, no matter what results you show, you can't alter the fact that your research is poisoning Earth. Here is the order. And if I refuse to stop, we have the authority to remove or destroy the necessary equipment to stop your project.
Oh, no.
Oh, you do, eh? Well, let me show you another discovery of mine. Gorn, what, you think your android can stop us? You're mad, Morlow. Less mad than you think, Legionnaires. Gorn is no mere android. He is a chemoid whose entire molecular structure is built up of chemical blocks, just as the structure of the first life was. But Gorn can alter these chemical blocks, changing his structure, as you can see. Look out! He's attacking! Ow! Oh, fool, Gorn rearranged his chemical block structure so that your fist met metal, not skin. Ha ha ha. So basically,
hey,
they're fighting a big metamorpho, dude.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe RJ Brand stole some of Mantis Morlow's technology for his sun creating business?
I am thinking you are probably correct about that, sir. I'm thinking maybe one of these robots.
Perfect the exhaust fan and.
Mm-hmm. Possibly a Derlin in disguise could be.
Yes.
Could be. Relax, group. I'll handle this chemical creep. Cosmic Boy magnetized Gorn's metal skin to the wall. He's helpless. Look, Lightlass, he's changed his composition to stone. He's broken free from my magnetic trap. Stone, huh? Well, no matter how heavy he gets, I can give him a lift by making him super light. And no matter how light he gets, I can put him down by increasing his weight 1,000-fold. Oh, we won. Rest of shit. No, no. Now, Sunboy, I'll point out his vital equipment and you fuse it to useless slag. No, don't ruin my equipment. Stop. Don't. No.
Man.
I'll kill you. I won't let you ruin my labors. Oh, it's Dr. Mantis Morlow in the spaceship with the wrench.
Yeah.
I got that right from the clue set almost. Look out, Sunboy. What? Oh, thanks, Chameleon Boy. Oh, just listen to reason, Morlow. Your experiment was endangering the galaxy. And my antenna are tingling. They've scanned Morlow's form. Now I can copy it with my disguise power at will. That must be important later, folks.
Foreshadowing.
Done, Brainy. Let's go. Right. I'll get you for this, Legionnaires. I'll have my revenge on you and those UP fools.
Is this the first time that we've seen Chameleon Boy do that thing with his antennas? Is that what they had to tell us? Or
I believe so.
I believe that's the first time they've explained it.
And I believe it's the only time.
Okay, fair enough.
They always explain it in each of the reiterations of the Legion.
Right.
Interesting.
Now, right. Why they didn't arrest Dr. Morlow and take him into custody, I have no clue. But apparently,
because
they
then
left.
They wouldn't have a story. Darren.
It's enough to just come in and wreck all his stuff.
Super
because
vandalism.
The Legion are a bunch of bullies.
Yeah, really, a little bit Nazi going on here.
And we got to remember, you know, it was written by like a 13-year-old at the time, right?
Oh well, that's true. That's true. Super vandals.
I like the Gorn looks like kind of like a big forearmed luchador.
Luchadore. Lucha libre.
El Gorno.
Hey, look, they thought they destroyed all, did they? Well, they're fools. Fools even to think that I'd have all my equipment in plain view. Fools not to realize that those panels concealed my major apparatus. Oh, my.
That's what she said.
And it will spell doom for the Legionnaires. Oh,
she
Lord.
She also said that, which is really weird.
That was really weird. Wow, talk about nuts. Don't kid yourself, Starboy. Morlow is one of the greatest chemists in the galaxy. You mean he might make good his threats? I don't know. He could be big trouble, but I doubt if he will. You see, kid, this isn't the first time I've met him, and Brainy tells a story. Yay. Morlow was a research chemist at a moon lab complex, underpaid, underappreciated, until he began a spectacular series of experiments on thought process chemical kinetics. He was lauded by the foremost neurophysicist and biochemist, till it was discovered that he had enslaved human guinea pigs for use in his experiments.
Ah, well.
We call them undergrads nowadays, but you know. The authorities tried to arrest him, but failed to breach Morlow's defenses. Doc, it's hurtling a ray blast back at us. We'd better call the Legion. With our superpowers, we easily captured Morlow and freed his slaves, but as some of us led him away. I'll have my revenge on all of you. I swear it.
Okay, so this isn't his first time getting busted. That makes it even weirder that they didn't arrest him.
He had done no physical harm to the captives, so Morlow was given a short sentence. After he was released, he set up his space lab, but he never tried to carry out his revenge threat. So I doubt he'll try anything, no matter how much he sounds off. Oh, Dreamgirl's having a prophecy. Oh, no.
I gotta stop you for a second for a couple cool things in the issue itself. We've got an ad for 6 Batman pinups. Looks like they are by Carmine Infantino. You can get a Riddler, a Joker, a one from Batman that says "Best wishes from Batman," and it says "Best wishes from Batman and Robin," and one the Penguin. Jumping, looks like he's jumping off a building. They're only $1.
I'm an Infantino. Wow.
Yeah, it looks like
that's weird, isn't it?
Well, he was doing the covers for Batman around this time.
Yeah, let's keep in mind this is 67, so this is right around when they did the new look Batman, right?
and that was
Infantino. Like he was doing the art on the regular Batman strip at the time.
I gotta say, Infantino's one of those classic guys that his stuff's never really worked for me on anybody except for The Flash, and even then it's a little shaky. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, there's some of the Batman stuff's pretty neat, like the the first Batgirl story is an example.
Batgirl.
Because this was when they brought the yellow oval in the first time, which stuck around for a long time, and so that was the new look Batman, and it was basically an attempt to sort of bring it in line with the TV show to a certain degree. It actually never quite played out as campy as the show, but they tried to bring in some of those elements and I found that a lot of his stuff, it didn't sort of bear a lot of his tics, if you know what I mean.
The ones he really got into during the Flash stuff.
Yeah. So I mean, it's different enough from his regular stuff that Well, maybe that's the kind of stuff that didn't work for you, though, is when he was trying to get.
Yeah, probably is. It's probably his later stuff that really sort of, you know, it's very stiff. Which is weird from a guy who used, you know, his key thing was doing motion.
Yeah.
Right, right.
True.
And we also have a Spectre Acular announcement from
wonder what that's about.
Yeah, the Spectre lives again. He's back from the grave to thrill, chill, and excite you with extraordinary exploits excelling those of anyone in or out of this world.
Oh, but this would have been the Skeets Apparel stuff, wouldn't it?
Let me look it up quick.
Yeah, what else is
this? I think, I don't know, because this is the 60s. Is it? Because this is the 60s.
Yeah.
No, this is Fox and Anderson.
Oh, okay. So that apparel stuff was to come a little bit later. I'm just trying to think of the stuff that was in the Adventure Digests later.
Oh, that's probably
I mean, anyway, it was really great.
Yeah, that's this. According to Comic Book DB, this Spectre number one, which is that was reprinted in Adventure number 494.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, that was okay. Which, so it wasn't. You know, when I'm thinking Skeets and Apparel, maybe that was the Aquaman stuff.
You are correct with that.
So
yeah, Apparel did a long run on Aquaman. So
yeah. Oh yeah, it was great stuff. And so yeah, so this would have been the stuff that was in those Adventure Digests, and it was awesome.
Yeah. And then we also have a list of Meet the Legionnaires. And it lists all the members and their homeworlds and their powers, even including the honorary members, the reservists, and the subs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We get another mention of Kid Psycho.
Yay, Kid Psycho.
Gnail Opera. And that's it for the cool stuff, at least so far.
Okay.
Back to Dream Girl having the vapors.
Dream Girl's having the vapors back on the ship, you will recall. And she's like, oh, he won't bother us, at least not for the next week or so. Isn't that convenient? We'll give him a week to work on it, and then he can come back and kill us all. Yay. Okay, so. And so Dr. Mantis Morlo fades from the thoughts of the Legionnaires as the constant barrage of minor emergencies ever present in the complex 30th century occupies their mind. Oh, zoo rampage.
Zoo animals.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Karate chops the elephant's face.
Yeah.
Looks like he chopped his nose right off.
You gotta love it when they're defeating. Are zookeepers just completely incompetent in the 30th century?
I love Ultra Boy just conking these guys together. Conk.
Yeah. Bonk. The double noggin knocker.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to take them out. Yeah, pretty much. And Invisible Kid.
Wise guy.
Mo wishes he was that buff.
Seriously.
He'd lift him up over his head.
And back in the headquarters, Invisible Kid says, Superboy, I just got an emergency call from Daxam, Orando, and Naltor, all urgent ones. Three? Wow, good thing most of us are on base. I'll get the others. All these are Legionnaires' homeworlds. Well, so much the better. Mon-El can lead the group to Daxam, Dream Girl to Naltor, and Princess Projector to Orando. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go!
Woohoo!
And so the rockets take off. Doo-doo-doo! And after days of space warp flight, the first cruiser comes into view of Orando, and I think it's the first time we've seen Orando.
Yeah, I believe so.
So, Brainy and Bouncing Boy and Superboy and Cosmic Boy, and I think this Karate Kid is in this one, and Duo Damsel.
Yeah, Karate Kid's over there.
Okay. Brainy says, Princess, I can't seem to raise a spaceport. Well, that's because there are none, Brainiac 5. Follow my instructions. I will guide you to a suitable landing site. Minutes later, Great Antares, Princess, where are we? On the grounds of the Royal Palace where I grew up. And Cosmic Boy says, I'm going to take a look around, group. No, wait, Cosmic Boy. We must all remain here till we are recognized, or the flying guards will think we're enemies and attack. See what I mean? Oh, wow. They're throwing metallic weapons. Spears. At Cosmic Boy. Come
they're
on
like,
now.
They're like this whole flight, and you couldn't tell us.
Couldn't
that.
Have filled us in on the hostilities of the.
Well, I'm thinking Kaz just had to go to the bathroom really, really badly.
Just take trunks on.
He had to take a space dump, so to speak. So you
know. That look on his face, it's like Laurel just saw a ghost. Like,
this is another fine mess you got me into.
And Superboy's like, hold it, you guys, we come in peace. Oh, they're not buying it. It looks like there are no pushovers. Defend yourselves, Legionnaires. And Bouncing Boys letting themselves get bounced around. And one of them grabbed Duo Damsel. Oh, no, you don't. And Karate Kid starts chopping at some of them. Ooh, there's actually a bop and a crack and a bam and a pow. Holy Batman.
Yeah.
Beatings. It was everywhere.
Hardcore beatings.
And then Projector says, men, it is I, your princess. Take us to the palace. And so minutes later, in the throne room of the royal palace, there we see Princess Projector's baby daddy right there. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wait a second.
I don't think that means what you think it means.
Oh, I
don't think that word means what you think it means.
Yeah.
Inconceivable.
Ooh, awkward.
Is, you know, the tree does not branch, okay? It's
Orlando's backward. I don't think it's quite that backward, buddy.
Well, I just came from Bama, okay? So.
Oh, my. That's funny.
Yeah. Okay. I have returned in your hour of need, Father, with powerful nobles of other worlds at my side to eliminate the threat to our kingdom. Nobles, huh? I guess it would have hurt Her Highness' image to admit she was in the company of peasants. They will solve our problem, daughter. They are each gifted with strange powers, sire, even as I am. I'm sure they'll be glad to show you. By Gadron, one flies, carrying the queen's marble throne. Another bounces like a ball, and stars of Malos, that one maid has become too. Just a sample of the powers of Superboy, Bouncy Boy, and Duo Damsel, sire. The others are equally amazing.
The showcases say Teen Beat is coming on the statue?
Teen Beat is coming.
I said there was more than one thing coming. Y'all are
what the hell?
There's actually an ad for this later in the issue, but I can't find anything else about this. It looks like it's some like weird.
Teen Beat is a teenage idol magazine.
No, but it's not this. It's not the magazine. It's a comic book.
Really?
I can't really tell what all it is because someone cut out the Legion Outpost part of the letter column. So the first, the top eight of the page is gone. And it's got a guy walking, holding a sandwich board saying, Teen Beat, the only 12-cent now mag in full color with inside facts on all your faves. Make the scene starting September 5th.
Are you sure that's not the Teen Idol magazine?
I was looking it up while you were going over that page, and that the Teen Idol magazine started in 76.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I have no idea what this is, but it's coming.
It's a coming.
It's probably one of those things. It's like the Chemoids. It's one of those things that they, you know, they had an idea for it and it just didn't pan out probably because I don't recall hearing about it, but. Seems like that's something that would have come up at some point or another.
I remember seeing a lot of pictures of Sean Cassidy.
Let us know.
Yeah.
And Leif Garrett, you know.
So anyway, we get...
Anyway, Cosmic Boy is doing his little spinny things with the guys in the armor suits there. And Brainy is just standing there. It's like, no weapons can touch him. Ha ha ha. And he says, thanks for helping me my demonstration, boys. Oh my. Look at Coral being a little sassy there. And devils of Dantar, this maid, what power has she? She is light last, my lord. She can make solid marble light enough to float on air. And he is Karate Kid.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's
some super karate.
Dang straight.
Who can
He's wrecking my house. What the hell?
With his blows, he does with that pillar. I hope that's not a load-bearing pillar.
No wonder he sent him back in time.
That dude just trashed my house when he first got there. What the hell? That's not how you roll.
Yeah,
not on Orlando, you don't.
Way to bring your boyfriend in and he poops on the rug.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Inches your mom's bum.
Oh, great. Now I got this image of my mom having to scratch. Wonderful. And they have come here to solve our problem, eh? I believe they can. Let it be done, then. I will have quarters prepared for them. Then they will stay in the palace while they rid Orlando of the black clouds. The audience is ended. Bow, kid. Huh? Karate Kid is the only one who does not bow.
Ooh, no wonder her dad doesn't like him. Exactly. Wrecks a house, doesn't bow.
Yeah. A black cloud.
Which is really strange, because if he's like the oriental master of everything, it's like, don't you know about bowing in terms of honor and, you know, respect for the elders and all that jazz?
Exactly.
Oh, well. Okay, sir. Huh?
That's kind of what I like him, actually. He's kind of like a backwoods karate guy.
I like this karate.
Yeah, I like my karate good.
Brainy says, black clouds? Was he trying to say you have smog here on Orlando, princess? Yes, but we have no industry to cause it. Let's take a first-hand look with our flight rings. And so all they right. go flying over Orlando. Only peaceful farms. Nothing I can see that could cause smog. Orlando is a backward world with no factories or cars to make smoke. But still, it blackens our cities, brings death, and worse, blots out the stars. The stars? We of Orlando believe the stars foretell fate, and when huge black clouds blot them out for days at a time, it is a bad omen.
No, that's true.
That's true. Look over the city of Palix Ramos.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. Oh. Another reason why we're doing a retro review today. Okay. The smog is moving in. We must do something. From there, it will drift toward the Golden Palace.
Oh, no. Not and the casino.
I know. it's on a reservation and everything. Murky, stinging vapors. Can't see or breathe.
Choke,
the marketplace.
Choke.
Bare. Everyone has fled. The smog blackens and corrodes everything it touches. We must stop it. If it reaches the palace, it will destroy the pride of our land. Stop it? How? My super magnetism has only slight effects on the metallic particles of the smog. Karate Kid and karate and bouncing sure won't do much good.
Sure. he should just kick the cloud.
Maybe Wah! I can. Yeah. Maybe I can do something. Stand back, group. Superboy spinning at super speed. Arrows in my comics.
Hey, now we've got the letter column, and I just wanted to point out that there is a letter from some guy named Jack Knight from Oakland, California.
Hey.
Jack Knight.
Again, Matt knows everyone. See that, folks? See it?
And he says, it's Karate Kid, Projector's boyfriend. And the editor's like, read this issue, see them together, and draw your own conclusions.
Well, there you go. Superboy created a whirlwind to carry away the smog. Yes, but the smog is all over Orlando. This can only help temporarily. Oh, you're right, Princess. To lick this problem permanently, we'll have to trace it to its source. I'll take some samples back for analysis. We might as well return to the palace. There's nothing more to be done here. The princess, her highness, her royal highness has returned. You left Orlando, princess, against the will of the stars. Now the fates send their black clouds of revenge down upon us. This is your fault. She's You're responsible. Witch. You've doomed us all.
Doom. She's a witch. Burn her.
This is like those dudes that blamed like Katrina on the homosexuals or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Projectors made out of wood.
What else? What else floats? Small rocks.
A duck.
Princess, do you want us to? No, I will handle this. Silence, all of you. She projects the sign of the Spirit King, the most fierce of symbols we must obey, lest it bring us great harm.
It does, doesn't it?
Well, in the issue, it's actually green. So yeah.
Yeah, it's green.
It's like the animated Brainiac.
Return to your homes. Be patient, for as Princess of Orlando, I pledge that I will aid us of this plague.
Yeah, and if it's the Spirit King, they'll choke you all at super speed.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah, poor Mr. Terrific. Sigh. This is a laboratory. I'm sorry, Brainiac 5, but the Alchemist's Den is the best lab you'll find on Orlando. Oh, well, I'll make do. Later, in the Princess's chambers... Oh, Karate Kid, what can I do for you? Since you have no computers on Orlando to feed data directly into the auto log, I have to do it manually. I thought you might give me some info on the planet. as the girl uses her image projecting power. Because Orando never had small countries to compete against each other, scientific advancement stagnated. We live as Earth people did in the 12th century. Until I joined the Legion, our only contact with other worlds was through occasional spaceship stops. Now, of course, my father has a special Legion communicator. However, in the absence of science, our people have mastered the arts. Hardly one of our beautiful buildings is not adorned with masterpieces equal to Da Vinci's or Michelangelo's. I see. How about odd customs and traditions? We are strong believers in spiritualism. Mediums even perform our marriages, for the bride and groom must have the consent of their dead ancestors.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That reminds me, we have an Orandese equivalent to Earth's mistletoe. When a girl of Orando wishes to be kissed, she stands under the spirit sign of love. And Karate Kid moves.
What happens if she stands under death?
What, Karate Kid karates her?
Yeah.
Wham! You asked for it. Ka-chunk.
I'm sorry, princess. So I shouldn't have done that. It's just that the way you faced that jeering mob today so calmly reminded me of someone else a long time ago.
Okay, so if we want to talk, sorry, just quickly about you know, long foreshadowing and how, you know, it was said that when Karate Kid did die, it was, you know, foreshadowed ever since his first appearance, you know, and that was with the whole Nemesis Kid thing. Look at this. You've got them in lip lock here with her under love and
death.
Yeah.
Death right beside them.
Yeah, and that's the one that he's under.
Yep. Oh well.
Not that I think that Shooter was like, I'm going to plant some seeds for this stuff. But
no, but, you know, but it's there. It was always there. Yeah. Always there. Later, elsewhere in the palace, another Legion couple is kind of cooking up a little bit.
He's eating donuts or something.
He's eating, you know, beignets or falafels. We don't know. Something. For such a backward planet, Orando certainly is cultured. Look at all these books. You know, this isn't a bad layout. I can learn to like it here. Lightless being the buzzkill. Come on, you two. Brainiac wants us in the lab.
She runs by barefoot.
Yeah. It'll be practice for later. And in the alchemist's den, Superboy's concentrated X-rays, complemented by Cosmic Boy's magnetism, will activate the nuclei of the mineral that Karate Kid's blow with the neutron girl of I made him will act as an ultracyclonic accelerator.
Wow. That's a stump to stump.
Causing nuclear fusion, resulting in the new element I want. Brainy Boy, you should have an interpreter to translate for us. Thank you. The techno babble speak. Another minute and you can let her rip, kid. Where did they get the materials for that equipment? Parts from our space cruiser. That stuff was assembled by Superboy at Brainiac 5's direction. Watch Karate Kid's about to let go with a super karate blow.
Oh, yeah.
Not only is it a super karate blow, but it's a super science karate blow.
That's indeed.
Karate for science. Nice.
For what, Scott?
Science!
The karate goes off, and look, the X-ray screen, it worked. The atoms are fusing. We've succeeded. Great, now we can get out of these heavy anti-rad suits. Stand back, kid. I'll use this gripper to insert the sample into the tracer. Aye. Oh, it's a gizmo he cooked up to find the source of the smog. Any idea what it is, Brainiac? I've only seen chemical poisons like these once before, and they were emanating from the lab of Dr. Mantis Morlow.
Dun, dun, dun. Shocking.
You mean he's behind this?
Oh, maybe. So we just let him go.
Maybe, but we can't be sure. But the tracer should tell us. With the cruiser temporarily out of commission, the Legionnaires use an Orandian sky chariot.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the area of highest smog concentration. I'm already getting readings. And just, I have something to say about this. Sky chariot, 12th century. Why don't we have flying cars yet, people? Okay, moving on. Strange. According to this tracer, this is the spot, but all I see are peaceful farms below us. But what about above? Hey, you've hit it. The wind... there's a strong wind, but that cloud hasn't budged. And the sky chariot pierces the misty veil. Gasp, a flying citadel and world. Look, he has some kind of weapon. He's prepared for us. He's firing. Attack.
Luckily, the smog furnace has smog furnace written right on it.
So you got to love that,
the only
right?
thing, exactly.
Morlow destroyed our chariot with that chemical blaster of his. Good thing we weren't on it. Surround him, Legionnaires. And why do they need it anyway? They have flight rings.
Meanwhile, the things turning it are falling dead, and they don't care.
No.
There's plenty of those. They're not in danger to nothing.
You're caught, Morlo. Now tell us, suppose you tell us what you intended to accomplish with that smog maker there. Caught me? You fools, the battle hasn't even begun yet. For just now, my new chemoids are arriving on the scene. You walked into a trap, my friends. We clobbered your four-armed freak at the space lab. What makes you think these babies can phase us? Gorn was designed to be a lab assistant, but these chemoids were designed for battle. Specifically, I might add, for battling you. Heads up, Legion, here they come, and there's a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Ah, the lovely Princess Projector meets her slayer-to-be. Your monster illusions cannot distract him. Your chemoid is blind, guided by radar. And
he's
you
the daredevil of chemoids.
Yeah, pretty really. Much. Magnetism cannot affect foes whose chemical block structure has shifted to aluminum. No use. When I try to make this one super light, he changes into a heavier element. Blast, this chemical monster becomes foam rubber when I swing. I can't hurt him. But when he hits me, he's solid muscle. Well, a kryptonite chemoid.
Of course.
But this one is made of glue. I'm stuck. I can't bounce. And this chemoid splits in two as I do, and they have us. I'm caught too. They got me before I could switch on my force shield. Smart. Then as the chemoids press their advantage, got to escape, got to, can't let Morlo. Oh,
snap.
The chemoids made his hands crystalline. If he lands a blow of those razor sharp points, I'm done.
No.
I swore revenge, Legionnaires, and now you're all helpless before me. There is only one thing left to be done. Kill them, my chemoids. Death to the Legionnaires. Is this the end of the superheroes?
Yes.
Maybe. Is it the end of the story? No. The conclusion of the epic battle will be found on the next issue of Adventure Comics.
Dun, 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 dun.
Cliffhangers. Oh, no.
And on the last page, you get the best of DC on TV. The Superman Aquaman Hour of Adventure.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Remember when Aquaman used to be on the same level of Superman? Remember that, kids? Remember that?
Yes.
Back in the day? Wow.
What action and excitement when Superman and Superboy are joined by Aquaman, the King of the Seven Seas. He's here with Aqualad and Tusky the Walrus. The Seahorse.
Yes. Tusky the Walrus.
I love Tusky.
Batman, Robin, and Batgirl on ABC TV, Thursday, 7:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Dang. That's some good TV.
Yeah, it was good TV. Yvonne Craig could high kick like nobody's business.
We've also got an ad for The Adventures of Bob Hope.
Uh-huh.
Bob Hope, the Ghost Rider.
Actually, I met Yvonne Craig at a sci-fi con, and she was the nicest, quote-unquote, celebrity I've ever met at a con. Hmm.
That's really cool.
And we spent about half an hour talking. It was when Birds of Prey was getting really good, and they were kind of teasing us that Barbara might walk again. She was so upset that Barbara got shot.
Uh-huh.
She expressed her sadness about that. So I'm like, don't worry, it's going to be fixed eventually. That was 5 years ago. So,
she'll be a robot. It'll be all right.
It'll be okay one way or another. Yeah.
Well, you know, if she survives, because isn't death the death of Oracle coming up?
Yeah, it is.
Again.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what's going on over there? They can't cure her. They can't kill her. What? I don't know.
Yeah, but
the death of Oracle is the rebirth of Batgirl.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. I can't wait.
I like her so much better, though. I like her so much better.
Yeah. I agree.
The reason for her to stop doing the Oracle stuff. I don't see why she can't do both. I mean, I see Oracle being her secret identity for the Batgirl side.
So like every once in a while, it's just so she can get her jollies off by going out and kicking people every once in a while.
Yeah, really. Yep.
I don't know. Most
of the time she can be Oracle, and that's wonderful. Yeah. But people will assume she's just a poor little redhead chick in a wheelchair and not think anything of her being Batgirl. Because she's been.
Yeah, I got to admit, I think Barbara Gordon has been infinitely more interesting since her answering the door to the Joker.
Yes, getting shot was the best thing she ever did. Wait, what?
True, but I don't see now that they could take her back a step and make her not be still Oracle while still being a superheroine in a suit. So,
because I mean, this stuff is
trying to see both sides of it,
right? It's like she was sitting around in crisis, going, "Oh, I'm just a person in a suit."
Yeah,
because she was always saying about how awesome Supergirl is with all her massive power. She's right. She's just another schlub in a suit. But as Oracle, she's something completely different. She's something that is actually useful.
And it's because it was something that was taken away from her. It's you know, there's the tragic circumstances of her situation are part of what makes her so interesting.
Indeed.
It added so much more.
It is.
Well, we'll see what happens there, I guess.
We will see. We will see.
Yeah.
But here's to Yvonne, Craig. Everyone take a drink.
Ah, yes. Take a drink. Get yourself ready, because I have...
Oh, no.
Dun, 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 dun. A stump the subs.
Oh, God. You?
Yes. I was sent a message by none other than Matthew Elmsley.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm going through a tunnel. I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Your house is going through a tunnel?
Yes. He said, I figure you should have a turn asking these.
Indeed. So, indeed.
Alrighty.
Since I put the monkey in charge of the asylum there, Matt.
Since I'm the least likely to actually answer questions like this, this is actually pretty good. So here we go. They don't actually fall into the classic reboot, three-boot mold, but we'll give her a shot and see how it goes. This first one just kills me, but literally, there's a minor death sub theme in at least the first two questions. So
wonderful.
Okay, here we go. Here are a dozen significant deaths from across Legion history. Okay. Miss more than three, and you're stumped.
Okay.
Okay. So who killed? This is actual final deaths. Nothing where the person came back later, and no imaginary stories or whatever.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So who killed? A. On tier.
On tier. Well, that's difficult because he all these clones kept on popping up. I'd like to say the Empress finally did it, but I'm not convinced of that. It could have been members of the Dark Circle as well.
My initial thought was the Empress as well.
Well, then we'll go with the Empress.
Incorrect.
There you go. Yeah. See?
Chief Zendak.
Oh, well, there you go.
Makes sense.
Go, Chief.
It's one strike. Okay. All right,
death number two.
Number two, Veil Mist. I don't even know who that is, so there you go.
She died. Did she die?
Yes, she did.
She did?
She did.
She was one of the four Kundian...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
Legionnaires.
Okay,
right. And she... I remember Bloodclaw died. Bloodclaw was her husband.
One of her husbands.
And then she immediately went to Emerald Dragon / Ultra Boy to have him be her husband.
Nice.
Because he was the strongest man there. And I guess she died protecting him. Now, who pulled the trigger on her? I do not remember. I mean...
I think it was one of the zombie legionnaires.
Were they fighting the zombies?
It was the cyborg. It was the cyborg one.
Cyborg one, because it would have been.
Oh yeah.
What were their names? There was
Flatermouse, Firefist. Not Flatermouse.
Yeah.
Flatterweb.
Flatterweb, Veil Mist, and Firefist.
It was Firefist. It's Firefist.
Firefist then.
Correct. Firefist.
There you go.
Okay, number three. Grin with two N's.
Oh.
I don't know who that is.
And he was like a big smile.
He's a big smile. That's all he was in the 5 years later.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Paul, yeah, that's... Remember? Oh, God. God, that was early on, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say Cersei.
Oh.
My guess is Cersei, but I don't know if I'm right or not. So, because he was involved with all that Dominator stuff on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody else care to take a guess? Because he's wrong.
Mm-hmm. I'm wrong. There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's two.
Okay. The answer to that one is Monica Sade. Or Sade, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I remember her.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I remember her, but I don't remember her doing that. But that's okay. Move on.
Oh, there you go. Ingria Olav.
You even know who that is?
Yeah, exactly. I have no clue who that is. So. Ingria Olav.
Okay. Well, Ingria Olav was killed by Sirakesh.
Oh, apparently, yeah.
They are the second and third.
Oh, Ingria was one of the Legion. She was the other Emerald Empress.
Yes, the second one.
Oh.
She was apparently killed by the third one.
Yes. She was the one that was recruited by Tharok after he got resurrected.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's three. So you guys are stumped. We can still go through the rest.
Yes.
Of
yeah. We are stumped. Well played. Well played, yeah. Matthew.
Indeed, Matthew. Don't open any gifts from Atlanta this Christmas. Anyway, move on.
Sunboy.
Sunboy was killed by. Was he killed by Cersei?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Okay. There we go.
Kid Quantum.
By himself.
Which one?
I'm assuming Kid Quantum from the reboot.
Tangleweb.
Right. Very good. Princess Projectra.
Which one?
SW6
batch.
It's in the 5 year later, so yes.
So SW6.
SW6 batch. There was a bomb that went off, so I would just say the Dominators.
Apparently,
as a general thing.
Apparently, it was triggered by Grin.
Okay.
That son of a bitch.
I know. Oh, here we go. Jan Barth.
I was going to say, I can't even, now that I think of it, I can't even remember who killed Grin. I mean, we talked about it 5 minutes ago, and I've already forgotten. Yeah, I know.
Monica Sade.
Thank you.
Jan Barth.
Ken's Newhor.
Right on. Douglas Nolan.
Douglas Nolan was he killed? Oh yeah, he was killed in the Archie Legion.
Oh,
I don't remember who he was killed by, but I know he died.
Did he die in the 20th century or?
Yes,
he did.
And that's why Pharaoh joined the Legion.
I gotta say, I was never a fan of 20th Century Pharaoh.
I was never a fan of 20th Century Legion, so there you go.
He was killed by Doc 30 and the Night Shift.
No idea who that is.
Me neither.
Wow.
And I read those.
Weren't they the arch foes of Superboy and the Ravers?
could be, actually. I don't know.
I think I'm going to take issue with the word significant deaths here in this list. But
yeah,
go on.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want to talk significant, here we go. Reflecto.
Okay. Murray.
I don't know. Reflecto even die?
Yes. The Reflecto that.
Oh, this is the
not from the saga.
The 5 year later.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's
the guy who's
gap.
From Rimbor. It's the guy who's from Rimbor. What was it? Stig-Ah. That was it.
Stig-Ah. But I have no idea who killed him.
Was
he die in the Black Dawn thing?
No. But it was, you know what? And I don't even think it was actually in the comic.
No, it was.
It was in the source book.
Apparently, he died just like the Adult Legion story said he would.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, the Molecule Master. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Good. Two more. Ion.
Who?
Kyle Rayner? What?
I have no idea.
I don't even know who that is.
This takes place in a reboot issue. They're auditioning 3 inskins for Legion membership.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, he is killed by the one who would be Micro Lad.
Right on. Micro.
Oh. Yep.
And finally.
Micro killed Ion, and he was going to kill Vi, but Vi gave him the smackdown.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Finally, we have Atmos.
Atmos got killed in an explosion along with Adam X, wasn't it? And they became the new Wildfire.
Hmm.
No, that wasn't Atmos.
Oh, it wasn't Atmos? I thought it was.
I remember there was a whole thing about this, actually, because
it was Atomax and
someone with Atom powers. It wasn't Atmos? Okay, well then. I know Dreamgirl kicked the first one's butt.
It depends which one do we mean. Do we mean the reboot one, or do we mean the one that died in 5 years later?
I do not know. It does not say.
Okay, because there was the one that was the original one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is the one that we met in the Baxter run. And he died because that was like one of... I can't remember if it was when Pearson was drawing the book or if it was right around when Immonen came on, because when Immonen came on, it was right around the time they were dealing with Bion.
Yeah.
And Bion was like basically, what was he? Like a sort of I think he definitely was using the old.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was Bion.
Yeah. So that was the original Atmos.
That is correct.
Radeon and Atomax were the Wildfire.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so Bion killed Atmos. So, okay. Yeah. We got stumped on that one, but that's okay. We still have two more questions.
Those were awesome. Oh, my God. That was only one question.
I know. That was one question. Here we go again.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Wow. Okay. What do the following have in common?
Mm-hmm.
Wildfire, Yira, and the debris of a Legion spaceship.
Oh no!
It sounds like the start of a weird joke.
It sounds like an old car. It sounds like an old so Karnak
a
thing.
A priest and a rabbi walk into a bar.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's
Wildfire.
It's Karnak the Great from Johnny Carson. A Wildfire, Yira, and the wreckage of a Legion cruiser.
What are three things that blow up on a regular basis?
Nice.
Only Colossal Boy knows what Yira is, but,
hello. The wreckage of a what, Scott?
A Legion spaceship.
A Legion spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Colossal Boy crashed the Legion spaceship into
an asteroid.
Is Colossal Boy linked to the answer?
And Wildfire saved Colossal Boy from being shredded in that shredder when he was Erg One and then blew up.
And Colossal Boy is married to Yira.
So Colossal Boy.
Colossal Boy.
That's the only thing that's in common. I don't know.
Incorrect.
What a shock.
The answer has nothing to do with Colossal Boy. The answer? Each one of them killed one of Darkseid's servants of darkness.
That's right.
Wildfire polished off the Owen clone with a mega faceplate blast.
Oh, of course. And Yira did
killed the Talosian clone.
She did gave it the stroke, yeah.
And the first servant was randomly wiped out when Computer blew up the Legion cruiser in Legion Annual number 1.
Yep. You forgot Timberwolf. Cracking down on the curtain.
Actually, he did not. Of the remaining three servants, the Kalibak clone was destroyed by Starboy. Yeah. The Kryptonian clone was killed by Element Lad and Timberwolf, following Brainiac 5's plan. And the Orion clone was killed by Darkseid himself.
Nice.
So there you go. That's two. Okay, here we go. Your last chance. Oh, you're not going to get this.
I still have confidence in the team there.
These are killer questions.
I have no idea how. Well, you might get this because he's pretty lax on his terms in this one. Okay, so the regular artists for Legion of Superheroes Volume 5, The Three Boot, were Barry Kitson for the first 30 issues.
Yeah.
Then Dennis Calero for the next 6.
Yeah.
Then Francis Manapul for the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. And they were great. But there were also quite a few fill-ins. Of the 8 artists who did fill-in work on the main story for 13 of the 50 issues of Legion of Superheroes Volume 5, let's see, how tough should I make it? What the hey? Name 4 of them. That's half. So if you get half of them.
Kevin Sharp was definitely one of them.
Right.
Turner.
Yeah. Oh, wait, which, who?
Michael Turner.
What?
He did the Cosmic Boy. He did the Cos fill-in.
Wow.
The main story? Or was that a backup story?
Or was it a co-feature?
I don't think they had backups and co-features in this.
Yeah, they did.
They had
a lot of backups.
This was the one where he was. This was the one where he had to go back home and lead the Legion. I think that.
I don't even remember that.
I don't know that either.
Am I being high? Okay, I'm being
No. It's entirely possible that it's most likely, in fact, that I don't remember.
Looking above my desk, Leonard Kirk.
Ah, okay, good.
So we've got Kevin Sharp and Leonard Kirk.
Yep. That's half of them.
Nope. That's a quarter of them.
Oh.
Close. Your fractions are a tad faulty.
Oh, sorry. We have to get four. Okay.
Yes, you have to get four out of the eight.
I can't pronounce his name. The guy who's doing Buffy.
Oh, George Jaunty.
Jaunty.
Correct.
Okay. And
you only got to pull one more out. Come on.
And I know another issue where they did one was the Atom Girl issue, but I can't think of who did it.
Wasn't there one? What's it? The guy who did Wonder Woman with Gail Simone.
Oh,
Nicholas Scott?
No,
the guy.
About to say
the guy who's not a chick.
Aaron Lopresti.
Yes.
Correct. You got
what about
four.
I just remember that one because
he did Flash. What's his name?
Ken
the Flash man, fastest man alive.
Ken Lashley.
Yeah, Lashley.
Not on this list.
No, because
okay. We got the four. We're good.
You got the four. You scraped by. You did not get stumped. I'm so sorry, Matthew.
No, because Lopresti did one. I think it was like right. It was right after, not long after Manipul had started.
Number 41, as a matter of fact. He did a very nice job. According to
so Matthew. It was right after like
yeah the first arc basically.
Yeah.
No wonder the Flash is coming out so slowly.
Yeah.
Oh, Francis, don't listen. That's me. The list. Leonard Kirk on number four. He did a nice job.
Yeah.
Kevin Sharp on 8, 29, and 31. No comment.
he did a Kevin Sharp job.
George Jante, number 9. He did a nice job. Adam DeCraker. 18, 20, 21, and 22. No comment.
DeCraker, I swear Lashley worked with DeCraker.
Maybe that's his pseudonym or something. Aaron Lopresti. Name. Yeah. Aaron Lopresti on 41. He did a very nice job. Sanford Green on 44.
Oh, yeah.
Who also did a couple issues of Legion of Superheroes in the 31st Century. Oh. Rick Leonardi on 47.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Out.
You notice how the closer we're getting to the end of the run, there are more back.
It just seems that way.
No, it doesn't.
Is that the Dream Wedding issue?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And the last one was appropriately the last one.
Oh, 50, yeah.
Ramon Box.
That's, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, because no one else wanted
anything no one wanted to take credit
story.
For that one.
There you go.
Rick Leonardi.
Oh, you were so close that time. You almost had him, Matthew. Dang. I was going to send you
he got us for he killed us for
he killed us for the death one.
The artist ones were a lot easier to do because it's like I remembered the fact that it was the guy who did Wonder Woman because it was right around the time he was doing Wonder Woman. I remember thinking, how did he have time to get this done? And that's the only reason I remembered that one. I obviously didn't even remember his freaking name. yeah. But
I couldn't remember his name either. I remember that while I was trying to get some issues from him signed, he was kind of huffy.
See? Team, so but with teamwork,
busy
got
drawing.
It done.
There we go.
He was busy
like
talking to Hillary Barter.
Well, there you go.
I just love the you remembered the Buffy dude.
because when I was thumbing through my pile of issues for the to find 362 I saw the name Jeanti.
Sneaky.
Neat.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, thank you, Matthew.
It's awesome.
Yeah, that first question was brutal.
Yeah. Oh, seriously, seriously.
Again, significant deaths, really?
Only a couple of them were totally non-significant.
when three people say, I don't even know who that is.
Admittedly, our reboot foo can be sometimes weak, but...
It's very weak.
It was when we got to, for me, it was like Grin. Oh, God, I remember him, but wow.
Yeah.
And actually, I thought Grin died much earlier, so I had no hope.
Yeah, I thought Grin died like in the 20s or the early 20s.
We just didn't see him for a while, I think, is what.
Yeah.
Just hiding out.
Wow. That's awesome.
Well, he was going to be actually a Legionnaire, I think.
So apparently, we need more of those questions like that, because that one almost that one got him good. So there you go, Matthew.
That's exactly it.
Giver.
All right then. So shall we wrap up then?
I think we should. I got to work in the morning.
Absolutely. So comments, as always, welcome at Legion of Substitute Podcasters at gmail.com. You can join the conversation over at the forum. That is forum.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. We are on the Twitter. You can follow us there. We are LOSP Podcast. We are also on the Facebook. Just look for Legion of Substitute Podcasters. Type it in the little search box. Brings you right to us. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you can also head over to our website. That is, you got it? LegionofSubstitutePodcasters.com, and you can leave a comment on this and any other episode your heart desires, and join in the conversation over there as well. And with that, we make our way back into the time bubble, and we're going to head back to the 21st century, and we will catch you all next week.
Mm-hmm. Booyah! Mm-hmm.